Today's episode of Fantasy Fiction is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/fantasyfiction. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, MP3 player, or Magic Stone. Today we're recommending Sword of Shannara by Terry Brooks. It's a book about elves, I think. So if you're enjoying the show, give the free trial a chance. It'll help us pay for the hosting. But I'm not sure what that is. I'm just a wizard. Enjoy the episode. Next scroll. Reese's, where are you?
In the land of fantasy, on the fields of fiction, there rode two knights across the plains. Two thieves of the night, two warriors of honor, in the shadow of the mountain cry their name.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Fantasy Fiction! My name is Dominic.
My name is Josh, and we're back!
Bam, bam, bam!
Klaxon, klaxon, bam, bam, bam!
Why don't we tell them why we're back?
I was ill.
No. We don't have to explain why we were away.
Why
we gotta tell them why we're back.
because we love it. We love
because
the show.
Because we love it.
Because we love you.
It is because we love you. That's the honest truth.
Yeah. Mommy and daddy kind of love.
Yeah. Josh, what'd you do this week?
I was sick all week with, like, death. Like, death moved into my nose and was like, hey, I live here now. It's my base of operations.
Oh, did his scythe get you?
His scythe got me. And then, like, he, like, was, like, taking a shit and piss inside of my nose for a week. I'm still, like, stuffy. You can hear it a little bit.
Yeah, so that's why we were away for a little bit. It's because our buddy Josh here,
I died.
A little under the weather, couldn't really speak if you didn't see the Facebook or Twitter post. My man got death in his nose.
I went to the doctor and like, man, you got death in your nose.
There's a goddamn cloaked skeleton in there.
And they were like, oh, it's allergy season, I guess. So there he is.
There he is.
This is my Philly doctor. There he is.
There he is. Just take Advil.
Advil.
Did you do anything else? But you watched a lot of Netflix, didn't you?
I was in bed for like 4 days, so I just watched like whatever the hell I could find. So I started watching Longmire.
So you'll have to tell me again what Longmire is.
Longmire is a book series, I guess, that they made into a show, which is weird. They don't do that anymore to things. But he's like a man's man, like an old-timey cowboy detective who lives in Wyoming, and he's got to grapple with the modern day life and society. So he's got to be a detective, and sometimes his old cowboy ways get him out of a jam.
But sometimes they probably get him into trouble with the ladies.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to express his emotions good.
Oh, of course. Oh, Longmire. Why can't you just open up to the heart of Wyoming?
Isn't that the Show Me State? Which one's the Show Me State?
Isn't that like... No, Virginia is for lovers.
Yeah, New Hampshire is Live Free or Die Hard.
And New Mexico is the land of fucking enchantment. Yeah. I think it is the Show Me State. I'm not sure, guys. We're sorry.
It's one of
Google
them.
It. You know it. You live in it, and we're sorry.
Yeah, that's one. It's one of those up top there states is the Show Me State.
I tell you what I did this weekend.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I stepped outside. Corey came over, and we stepped outside for a moment just to get a breath of fresh air.
Yeah,
and. We're sitting down, and I hear a little meow. I hear a lot of meow, and I'm like, is that? Like, because I know a cat walks across our fence, like this big black cat.
Yeah.
And I was like, that doesn't sound like that cat. It's real tiny meow.
Oh, damn.
So Corey goes, oh, I see a little cat. And she walks over to the fence, and sure enough, she picks up this little kitten that
Holy
was sitting
shit.
On the fence. So for a good 5 minutes, I was like, I have a cat now.
What happened to it?
Well, we brought it inside. I tried to give it some milk, but it just kept sucking on my arm.
Oh, yeah, like, it's like really small. And, like,
doing the little push-in and trying to look for a nipple.
Oh,
but it was my arm. It was real funny.
And you had just gotten rid of your arm nipples, so that was
I had them removed. No more.
What timing.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, little kitty. So I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to do with this cat? And so Corey goes, I'm going to go and knock on the neighbor's doors.
Yeah.
And sure enough, two doors down, she was like, this woman, I think she's Armenian and her English wasn't great.
Yeah.
But she did tell us that that cat was the other cat's brother. And we brought it back. And she was like, oh, so happy. She called to the other cat and was like, your brother is home. Yeah, your brother just went for a little trip. Two houses, just took a walk on a fence. That cat had one crazy day.
One weird day.
One weird day. And I tell you what else I did. I shipped a few Wizard Yale shirts.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I saw bam, I, keep bam, seeing, bam. I keep seeing the pictures of people in the shirts, so that's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. I'm happy that people are enjoying the shirts. And if you want one, you can go to fantasyfiction.bigcartel.com. They're there along with some other stuff, and we'll have some more stuff soon. But enough of that.
Enough of that.
I just threw all the maps and
all the clutter
things on the ground. I was like, enough talk.
Your potions and your swords.
That's on the ground.
Oh, that's what you. Okay.
Yeah, I threw it on the ground. I had enough. Enough talk.
Damn.
God, people like another guy placed a mug down and I knocked that over. It's time for tales of prophecies and golems.
That's the prophecy noise.
That's the, yeah, that does sound like prophecy noise.
Yeah. Dom, are you ready for my story?
Yes.
Okay, my story is called Forget Me Snot.
Uh-oh. Could this be autobiographical?
It's pretty autobiographical. I mean, all my stories are autobiographical in that they all have happened to me. That's what autobiographical means, right?
Yeah, it's just it happened
okay.
to you.
Okay.
Yeah, this autobiographical thing happened to me the other day.
I just start saying that. This really weird autobiographical thing happened to me yesterday. It was so weird.
What the shit are you talking about?
All right. Daranos' tourist industry is lame as fuck. Nobody wants to visit the pain mines or the death fields of why would you come here, you're gonna die, Tin, or even the steak brothel, home of the legendary 72-ounce steak daddy, and to the world's largest omelet, the Triple H Hanger, which is served off of a hooker's chest, drizzled in A1 steak sauce, dragon testosterone, and heart attack pills, along with a doctor's note and or a complimentary side of coffin.
It comes with heart attack pills.
Yeah.
You madman.
You need it.
You crazy.
You need it. Yeah. Daranos has seen better days. Something was brewing in the air like a rancid egg fart, but much less hilarious and much more evil as fuck. And if Daranos wasn't careful, it'd have to change its metaphorical underwear because you can't be walking around with egg fart stank all over your downstairs region. Why is this important to the story? It fucking is.
You just wasted your time. Moving on.
Deep inside of a snot cave lived a hermit of a golem named Gregory. Hmm. Gregory himself was a snot golem, and as far as he knew, he was the only one of his kind. So yeah, dude jerked off a lot. Gregory lived in a small snot hut on the edge of a snot lake, buried deep inside of a snot mountain. He never left his home, for he had everything he would ever need right there. We have everything we'll ever need right here. Now, are you ready for our tea party, Clancy? Gregory said to his beloved snot puppy, Clancy. Clancy barked as the two of them started to hork up the sickest lug they could muster from their cheesy, snot-infested booger faucets. They held out their very delicate teacups and let loose a snot rocket, filling their cups, then delicately sipping from them, pinkies out, like gentlemen. As they enjoyed their afternoon tea, the snot cave began to rumble, having lately been less of a peaceful place that Gregory had always known. A vile wind swept through the cave and into the snot hut, rattling the snot shutters. A wind that had an ill omen on its biting breath, an omen that, if you listen carefully, seemed to say, "You're a fucking pussy."
Damn!
Gregory...
My damn was spooky.
Damn! Gregory, not one for the seemingly constant uncomfortable life of adventuring, quickly got up and closed the shutters. "That'll be enough of that," he said, as the wind continued to howl eerily, saying, "Eat shit, you little pussy-ass bitch."
Damn, this wind is ridiculous!
Dude.
Just fucking insulting people.
It's a nasty-ass wind, man.
Yeah, probably. Going into a snot cave.
Clancy had already found refuge under the bed as the storm outside grew more and more fierce. The candles on the mantle blew out as the smoke spelled out the words, "Aw, shit's about to get real." Just then, a crash as loud as 3 9/11s shook the snot hut as a large, burly, filled to the brim with jizz warrior crashed through the ceiling. Gregory and Clancy were terrified, both now hiding. After a moment of silence, they slowly crept over to the warrior laying on what was Gregory's finest tea set and table, where he ate all of his food and couponed and needlepointed and shit.
By the way, I always measure, like, loud things
yeah.
in how many 9/11s
how many 9/11s,
it sounds like.
Yeah, it's the 9/11 scale.
It's not a scale of 9 between 9 and 11.
No,
it's
no.
Referring to a date.
Right.
2005, though, not in 2000.
So the
it was just a loud day.
One of the better ones. One of the better 9/11s. Hello, are you all right, mister? Gregory said softly as he gently lay a hand on the warrior's quite obviously dislocated shoulder. "I think he's dead, boy." "Motherfucker!" shouted the warrior as he sat upright and snapped his huge python back into his shoulder hole.
Damn!
"Dragon Christ, son, you're one hideous booger child." "Oh, me?" Gregory said. "Hi, I'm Gregory, and had I known we were going to have another guest for our tea party, I would have put out another saucer and cup for you. The one with the butterflies is my favorite." No, wait. "The one with the puppies and butterflies is tied for my favorite with the one with kittens and baby butterflies." The warrior looked at him in silence. "My God, son, have a little self-respect." "What's your name?" Gregory asked. "Ha! My name?" laughed the warrior. "I am the most famous warrior this side of not Orkspire. I am the cleaver of hearts, the destroyer of hot wet coos, the dropper of panties, and the daddy of all steaks. I am Fred the Skull Peeler," he
Damn,
said.
"Damn, it's Fred!" I should have known.
Yeah,
I should have known.
It was kind of phoned it in. what's it called? When you allude to something prior in the story?
Autobiographical.
Autobiographical. Oh, shit. "I have Fred the Skull Peeler," he said, as 8 lightning bolts struck a chariot of enchanted war horses who busted out their quadruple neck guitars and played a 21 solo salute.
What? Holy shit.
"Well, nice to meet you. Would you like to see my stamp collection?" Gregory asked.
Are you a retarded boy? Do you, like, have a parent or guardian I could talk to?"
"Nope, just me and Clancy," said Gregory as Clancy barked and licked Fred's face, covering in green slimer mucus.
Oh, God, what would a booger dog bark sound? No, moving on. Oh, God, moving on, moving on.
I lived it this week, so I can tell you.
"Look, Grego, I'm in search of a great relic that lies somewhere around here. I need you to help me. Plus, the experience you get from this might put a little hair on your baby dick, so that you might one day have a baby dick like me. And in that, I mean, my dick is the size of an 18-month-old baby."
"Oh, I couldn't possibly help such a large and scarily intimidating warrior like yourself. I've never even been outside of the cave. I don't know my way around this particular mucous membrane of a cave, and you do. Plus, I like the look of your hideous, snot-filled, pus-riddled, vomit-inducing, nasty shithole of a mug, you little sack of pussified murk-mug turds.
Pussified murk-mug turds.
That's insulting as shit.
Fred just fucking throwing insults out all over.
He just housed them, dude.
Typical Fred.
Classic Fred. Okay, I'll help you, but only if I can knit on my journey, Gregory said. My God, son, you'd get beat with a pillowcase full of quarters in my hood with that kind of talk. Soon the two, plus Clancy, were off in search of Fred's sacred relic. To pass the time, Gregory sang many tunes, like Teacups Make the Girls Say, Oh Yummy, I Love Tea. And Always Respect Your Town Wizard. And everyone's favorite, Bitches Ain't Shit, But Sugar and Spice and Everything Nice. Which went something like this. Girl, you got a real huge pair of dimples. I'd love to take you out on a date if that's okay with your dad.
Oh, that's just so sweet.
I promise to get you home by moon's o'clock and no funny stuff when I whip out my rock hard credit card to pay for your dinner.
He's got a credit card?
Yeah.
Who gave this booger credit?
Dude, I don't know, man. It's weird, though. Dragon jizzing Christ, boy. You need to sack the tits up. After about 8 refrains, the fellowship arrived at a very dark and ominous cave covered in horrible snot. In the middle of the cavern sat a lake of pure green nose vomit mixed with the blood of 10,000 adventurers. Around the cave were skeletons encased in snot and boogers. Above the lake, tucked in a dick-shaped stalactite, was a golden scroll. Look, kid.
Why is it dick-shaped?
I don't know.
Just the way stuff grows.
Don't all stalactites look dick-shaped?
Yeah, that's true.
I do. Look, kid, there it is, Fred said as he pointed with his sword. The prophecy I came here for. Heh-heh. That looks like a dick. Why do you think they call them prophecies instead of prophahears? Gregory asks. My God, kid, you're a fucking dork. Suddenly, the lake waters grew restless and a giant snot kraken shot up out of the snot lake.
Oh my God.
Stand back, dork, Fred said, like not a total dork. Fred lunged into the snot lake, slashing with a sword at the kraken's booger tentacles. He held his sword back as he ran up one tentacle and flip-kicked the kraken right in its gross fucking beak. Anything with a beak is kind of fucked up looking.
It's so
that
true.
Is canon.
Yeah.
Gregory was terrified as he and Clancy hid behind a booger stalagmite. Fred was getting his ever-loving ass whoop. The Kraken held him up with one of his tentacles, pulled his armor down, and started spanking the shit out of him. Yeah, bare ass.
Ruthless.
Dork, help me, Fred yelled. Gregory was torn. His new tea party friend was getting the train run on his ass, but he himself was no adventurer. Take this, kid, Fred yelled as he tossed Gregory a small dirk, which in Gregory's hands resembled a small sword. On the handle, in ancient Daranosian was inscribed the words, Diggler. Dirk Diggler. Gregory was terrified as the Kraken pile drove Fred into the ground over and over. Each time his manly jaw hit the ground, more and more blood came trickling out of his mouth. On the final pile drive, Fred's tooth came flying out of his mouth like in slow motion in a cool movie. It flew all the way over to Gregory, hitting him in the face. That was it. He had had enough. Let go of my friend, you mean guy, he yelled as he lunged into the Kraken's gaping weird beak mouth. The Kraken gulped and began to sneeze uncontrollably. Fred got up and used his harpoon crossbow to snag the prophecy.
Damn, Fred's got a fucking harpoon crossbow?
Yeah, dude.
What can this man not do?
He can eat a 72-ounce steak.
He can. One of the things he can do. For those of you keeping track.
It would be easier to name the things he can't do, which we just did, which is nothing.
Nothing.
Suddenly, the whole cave began to shake, and a violent wind blew through it yet again, like a queef on steroids. That's disgusting. Fucking right.
It's so gross.
It's goddamn nasty. Suddenly, a gust of air like 10,000 hurricanes blew Fred and Clancy out of the cave. When they hit the ground outside, they looked around and saw Gregory laying on the grass, not moving. Wake up, kid! Kid! Fred yelled. Arr! Clancy whimpered as a single snot bubble burst no. from his nose and hit Gregory.
Thank you for getting that annoying thing out of my nose, a large booming voice boomed largely.
The two looked up to see a very rare snot giant wiping his nose with a large pair of granny panties he got off of a clothesline somewhere.
Whoa, they said. In return for helping me, I will grant you one wish, the snot giant said.
Save the dork. I mean Gregory, Fred said immediately.
Granted.
After a moment, Gregory awoke, looking better than ever. As he came to, he looked all around. What is this place?
This is the world, my son, boomed the snot giant.
Oh my god.
What does that prophecy say? I mean, you worked really hard to get it.
Fred unrolled the golden scroll and read the ancient holy runes. It says, hey, 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 smoke weed every day. The four of them laughed and high-fived as two lightning eagles soared down as the heroes backflipped onto their backs, and Here I Go Again on My Own by Whitesnake played over the credits. Post-credit scene.
Oh, whoa, hold on, I gotta sit back down.
Fred and Gregory walk into the steak brothel.
All right, kid, time to get you laid. We don't serve his kind, shouted the orc bartender,
as the orc bouncers all stood up around our heroes. Whoa! They screamed as they surf out of the front door in some kind of cool shields. Post-credit scene.
Oh, I gotta sit back down.
Gregory lay in his bed, sleeping and snoring cartoonishly. Me, 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 me. Pancakes.
Finn. Great story. Hey, guys. Fred, badass, has a heart.
Yeah. Yeah. He found innocence.
So what's that? Was that snot giant? Was that Gregory's dad?
Yeah, I guess so. Because, like, when you make boogers and you, like, they're your sons.
I mean, right?
Yeah, you're right. All right, Josh, are you ready for my story of golems and prophecies?
Baby, baby, yes.
This one is called Tales of Golems and Prophecies.
Whoa.
Yeah. Once upon a wizard time in ye old land of Orkspire, where the weather was particularly cloudy with a chance of hate snow or hate hail, there was a little goblin who cared only about one thing. Making some awesome golems.
Oh,
he had posters
yeah.
on his wall of all different types of golems. His workbench was cluttered with tools and sketches and measurements for crafting them. And he even had a t-shirt that read, Golem Big or Golem Home.
Holy shit. All right, we gotta make that shirt now.
Which is a weird shirt, if you ask me. I like, do you need to be that serious about golems? Maybe relax, guy. But I'm just the narrator, so what do I know?
I love when narrator comes in.
Yeah, you know, you gotta recognize.
It's my favorite.
Actually, now that I think about it, if that shirt's gonna motivate you to do stuff, then hey, wear the shirt. One day, the little goblin was in his little hut, which rested in a little swamp just a few miles from Murder Mountain.
He location, was at his location, desk. Location.
He was at his desk, busy working on calculations for new golems. By the way, his name is Cliff.
Ooh.
Carry the 4, piggyback the moon 7. Oh my golden rings, said the goblin in shock as he dropped his wizard pencil, which floated back up to the desk and continued making calculations because that's what a wizard pencil does.
Dude, yes. Also, I love the new Orkspire math. Piggyback the moon 7.
I can't believe it, continued Cliff. If my theory is correct, then I just figured out the secret to crafting crystal golems.
What?
The little goblin was right. He just happened to stumble upon the secret of the crystal golems, which was piggybacking that moon 7. Not everyone knows you can do that, but yeah, you can. Crystal golems are the most powerful golems known in Orcspire, but have not been seen in ages as the only crafters, a guild of female dwarves known as the Crystal Keepers, ooh, or as their heavy metal all-female band, Sister Midnight, supposedly died out long ago.
Nobody knows what happened to Sister Midnight?
Dude, they had two killer albums.
That's
nobody knows.
All anyone can really ask for is just two really good ones.
Mm-hmm.
It's better to burn out than to fade away.
Yeah, man, that's what I say about the Sister Midnight. The goblin grabbed his satchel and headed for the Crystal Cave on Murder Mountain. And yes, it really was called the Crystal Cave. Need some crystals? Go to the Crystal Cave. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. That's just how Orcspire works sometimes. Sometimes. As he ascended Murder Mountain, Cliff saw things of awesome power, like a wizard battling a crazy lightning storm with even crazier lightning spells. And yeah, I'm talking about throwing whole bolts of lightning into a cloud that has a face that's shooting lightning out of its mouth. And he also saw two coal giants playing slapsies.
What's slapsies?
It's like that game where you put your hands down and have to like slap the other guy's
hands. All right. I never knew that had a name for it.
Oh. Yeah, slapsies, okay. I think.
Well, now it's canon.
It's canon. And he saw a rock creature in a little tuxedo on a date with the entire mountain. 9/11 just kind of changed everything, said the rock creature to the mountain as Cliff continued climbing.
That date is going swimmingly.
2005, let's remember, people. Finally, the goblin had reached the Crystal Cave. Its many glowing crystals illuminated the entrance, and Cliff thought he heard someone singing, "Oh, the crystals are free. Come and get them, baby. Any day of the week. Chilling out butt naked."
Wait, is he butt naked?
That's just what he heard. Cliff took a step toward it when suddenly a giant dark green foot with long, sharp black toenails stomped right in front of him.
"Whoa, whoa, whoa. Where do you think you're going, bro, Sif?" said a voice.
The goblin looked up at what towered over him. A cyclops wearing a denim jacket with the sleeves ripped off and a big old wife bones patch sewn onto it. The cyclops reached down and grabbed the goblin. "I'm just going to get some crystals," replied Cliff as he was lifted to the cyclops' eye.
"Nah, bro, these are my crystals. What's your name?"
"Cliff."
"Nah, bro, that's my name. Your name is Lil Ass Bitch. Now why don't you go back the fuck up before you get smacked the fuck up?"
Damn, this is like prison.
Yeah, it is. "But the Crystal Cave is for everyone," Cliff protested. Mm-hmm. But before he could even finish his thought, he found himself pressed against the neck of the Cyclops.
"I'm going to shot put your little ass home. Where do you live?"
One Cliff's House Street Orcspire," said the goblin. And with that, the Cyclops spun like 30 times and launched Cliff into the air.
Shot pudding. That's the first shot put reference in the show.
He's like a bro, you know.
Yeah.
Probably getting into all the physical activities. Mm-hmm. After being airborne for a few minutes, Cliff crashed through the roof of his house. Heartbroken, the little goblin cried really hard in his bed, in the shower, laying face first on the floor, and finally at his desk, where he was crying the hardest.
Aww.
"I just wanted to make a crystal golem," said the goblin through his tears. And a little songbug crawled up to the top of the desk and began singing.
"A long time ago, they said, in the land of motherfucking Orcspire, a goblin would fight a cyclops. He would fucking build an army of golems to fucking fight the fucking cyclops. Ought to build the crystal golem. The prophecy foretold this. They said that shit a long time ago. That's why they call it a prophecy, yeah. It can be seen before it can fucking propho. You know what I mean, baby? Yeah. I fucking walk down the street and I take my dick out. Just let that stank air out, yeah. I go to the park and walk around with my dick out. I don't fucking care. I'm a grown-ass man and I do what I want, yeah. If you don't like it, then fucking fight me." fucking trying to fight a guy with his dick out. My dick is totally gonna brush up against your arm, yeah. It's fucking bound to happen. I got a 3-pound hanging dope ass dangler. 3 motherfucking pounds of hang down. A stanky tank down. A banky bank down. A rinky rank down. All www.dickyeah.com/kissmynastytits, yeah.
Oh,
I'm an unfuckable piece of trash who eats garbage out of a raccoon's dumpster. Not even the raccoons want this shit, yeah. It's like apple cores and rusty knives, yeah. Rest in peace, Angela. The songbook song filled the goblin with inspiration.
Oh my god. Oh my god, I'm crying. Oh shit.
For days he worked feverishly, determined to fulfill the prophecy told in that haunting tune.
Oh my god.
After a straight week of working, the time had come. The army of golems were made up of stone, wood, and iron, each with specific skills thanks to the goblin's incredible craftsmanship.
Mm-hmm.
Cliff and his golems, which were over 100, ascended Murder Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
For war. They passed that rock creature from before who was speaking to the mountain.
I mean, wasn't it an inside job? I don't think so. But did the government know about it?
Cliff and his army pressed forward.
I'm going to call it right now. He's the new warrior inside of his house.
Finally, they reached the crystal cave. Outside was Cliff the Cyclops breathing into his own hand to try and see if his breath stunk. Cyclops! Yelled the goblin. Your time has come, as foretold in the prophecy.
Well, well, well. Look who it is. Little ass bitches. Little bitch friends who I don't remember being with him earlier, but I know for sure the little ass bitches because they're hanging out with this loser,
replied the Cyclops as he adjusted his dick several times.
Oh, God.
Golems, attack! Yelled the goblin. The golems all stood still for a moment, and the air grew quiet.
Oh, shit.
Then, all at once, they turned around like a marching band. The Cyclops did a double take as his jaw dropped in shock. Each golem had the most bootylicious honey buns that single eye had ever seen.
Oh, my God.
You're a big jerk who will pay for being a big jerk, shouted Cliff. Then the golem started booty clapping.
Oh, shit!
Hard!
Yeah!
The thunderous claps of back meat disoriented the Cyclops as all his blood shot to his penis immediately, giving him the most incredible bone he ever did have. The Cyclops was dazed due to the lack of blood circulation, and it caused him to lose his balance. His bone grew harder and harder, but he couldn't keep his eye off all those buns.
Damn.
Far away in a small house in the middle of nowhere, a warrior was eating dinner with his family.
Yes!
He suddenly dropped his fork and said, God damn! Is it just me, or does it sound like there are over 100 golems booty clapping the fuck out of a Cyclops right now? I mean, I'm a married man who loves your mother, children, but damn, I'd have to think about it all if I saw those big old onion butt golems. Fucking shit. No, it's too sexy, yelled the Cyclops as he fell over.
It just cuts back.
His dick began to shake compulsively. Oh, fuck, he shouted as his dick slowly took off like a rocket into space.
My heart was in my dick. Now I am dead.
Oh, man. Said the Cyclops as his tongue fell out of his mouth and his eye rolled into the back of his head. The Cyclops was dead. His dong blood ran down Murder Mountain appropriately.
Oh.
Right next to his lifeless body was a tombstone that read, R.I.P. Angela, with an epitaph that read, I'll take my motherfucking dick out! Cliff headed into the crystal cave. The end!
Nice job. That was the most epic song that I've ever heard.
The prophecy song. You know, I don't remember writing it. Maybe it was God.
Maybe it's a real prophecy, is what you're trying to say.
Maybe it's maybe it is. You know, I don't even remember reading it. I don't even remember reading the story. I just remember like a loss of time.
Just now, you just remember.
Yeah. What should I read my story now or?
Yeah. Let's read it again.
All right. Oh, Ricky Rank now. It's Banky Bank now.
Everyone, it's been a while, but we welcome you back for another episode of
Chamber of Knowledge. Hello, my name is Reese. My name is Old Snickerdoodle.
He's trying to steal my name, which is Reese's the Wise with a Z.
I've never stolen anything in my life, and if you could stop accusing me and we could get on with the questions, I will go back to doing what I do best.
You stole
which
my
is,
third grade girlfriend, so I mean there's that. Now everyone knows that you're a girlfriend stealer.
And I didn't steal her. She chose me.
Yeah, well, you know what they say, Snickerdoodle. That girl sucked.
They say that. Cause she did not. Cause I loved her.
Well, you were 8 years old, so I don't even know if you know what love is or was.
And now I'm 8,000.
That's true. You live in...
First scroll! Teresa Steele asks, other than Steve's Day and Moon's Day, what are the other days of the week called?
There is Feptembuary.
Mm-hmm.
And All Chronics Eve.
Yes, those are 2 days.
Those are 2 days that happen in the week.
Yes, and along with that, there are Dude's Day, Muse Day, and Terminator 2 Judgment Day. Next scroll!
Next scroll is from Evan Carlson. He asks, what do you two like most about each other? Snickerdoodle, what do you like most about me?
Your Super Moon Stendo.
My Super Moon Stendo. I knew it.
Yes.
You
and your
spilled Pepsi in it on Chronic's Eve.
And your Chronic. Those are all things that are the best about you. The rest of you is just whatever.
I see where this friendship is going.
Yes. To the Chronic Pepsi party.
Actually, it sounds kind of fun.
And I'm going to take the Moon Stendo and I'm driving over in your bone car.
You're borrowing all my things. I didn't say you were allowed to.
For one more?
What I like the most about Snickerdoodle is that it rhymes with piss shit strudel.
It does not, and I've only eaten that once in front of you. Well, could you never bring that up again?
Whose mistake was that? Steal my girlfriend, you're gonna eat some piss shit strudel.
Good God. You made it for me. You said it was birthday cake.
It was.
It wasn't even my birthday. I should have known.
I don't even know.
Goddamn liar.
Is your birthday on a Feptembuary or All Chronic's Eve or a Dude's Day?
It's on Dude's Day. You know this.
Is it on a leap year?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know. We don't have that.
Next scroll.
Next scroll.
Christian O'Aid. I don't know how to pronounce that because I'm a wizard. Is it a chesty arms or back meat kind of guy?
For sure a back meat, but sometimes if the moons hit the chest yams just right, they kind of look like a second set of waist hams.
Whoa, so, correct.
I think we all are a little bit of both deep down.
Yes.
No matter who you are.
I mean... If you see a beautiful man,
yeah,
you would say,
"Look at his
back meat or front meat."
Look at his back meat or front sausage.
Front sausage.
Always front sausage.
It's the back meat. Next scroll.
Next scroll is from @LauraSleepy. They ask, "What's the difference between a wizard and a witch? Can I be a gal
wizard and a guy be a witch?
Well, in Orcspire, it depends on your wand to cauldron ratio.
Yes.
If you say you have 5 wands and 1 cauldron, you are a wizard. If you have 6 cauldrons and 6 wands...
Neutral.
I actually don't know. What are your magic both ways? That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's okay. I just, You're
putting curses on some people and spells on the other.
Now you've got me thinking about this ratio. If you graduated 7th grade wizarding health class, you should know the difference between a witch and a wizard. But yes. I'm not into labels, and I think everyone can do whatever they want and be whatever they want, except my girlfriend, because Reese's is a loner, Dottie.
You have a girlfriend, and her name is Dottie.
That's what I'm saying. I'm a loner, Dottie. I'm breaking up with Dottie.
Wait, you're breaking up with Dottie. I am going to... Actually, I have to... That reminds me. I have,
Are you going to go out with Dottie?
I left my keys at Dottie's house.
Are you going to take my Moon's Tendo 64 and my bone car and...
You have a Moon's Tendo 64?
I mean...
Yes, this is what I've been waiting for. She'll be mine in no time.
God, it's every year. Every birthday, you get a little feisty.
If you didn't feed me shit piss strudel, I would not steal your girlfriend. And by the way, they totally kissed me after I ate that, and they still like me because I'm beautiful. Also, gals can be wizards, guys can be witches, and Reese's can go to the pain mines for all eternity.
I'm already there, Snickerdoodle. I'm with you.
Damn. Next scroll! Comes from @notanactress. They ask... Hey, you wise old coots, don't appreciate that. What's the best weapon for causing harm that is not magical?
Your words. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can fucking kill you when I turn them into bombs and dragons with bombs around their necks and shit.
Oh my god, you can do that? I take back every bad thing I said about you. If you can just talk and all these things happen, then I respect you. But you're talking now, and I don't see anything, so...
Well, it would be a gross display of my power. What did they do in Orcspire?
Well, in Orcspire, the best weapon for causing harm that is not magical? Probably a knife, or some rope, or, like, a heavy rock.
Some rope. Just, like, any length of rope.
You could just, like, hit someone with it, or... Wrap it around their butt.
Yeah, that'll
do it. Rip off a butt.
That'll do it.
You just go buttless for the rest of your life.
Ugh. Who wants that?
That's some rope.
Ugh.
No thanks.
No thank you.
Well, that is all the information you shall receive this episode, and frankly, I've got plans this evening.
I cannot believe you.
Reese's, do you have 3 controllers for your 3 Nintendo 64?
Who's the third? Are you gonna have a 3-way Moonstendo 64 night?
Well,
are you inviting me?
Sarah is. Do you remember Sarah?
You mean the girl from 3rd grade? Yeah, I remember Sarah.
Yeah, well, she's back.
I swear to God, I am going to take this out on you someday.
Do you have one of those atomic purple controllers? Because, she likes purple, so I figure if I get a purple controller, she'll probably kiss me.
Yeah, I have a purple one. You can borrow it, I guess.
All right. Well, I will see.
Do you need, $5, or do you need me to drive you there?
Yeah, if you could, could I borrow your bone car?
My bone firebird? Yes, you can borrow it.
Yes!
When I'm dead in heck.
Yes! Excuse me while I go get some rope or a heavy rock. Well, hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of Fantasy Fiction. Mm. And thank you, Josh, for
persevering.
Not dying, not being a dead person.
Yeah, I appreciate that you are alive because you are my friend.
I want you around. I appreciate that you're alive, too. I mean, I would be sad for, like, at least a couple of days if you were...
At least an hour.
Yeah, I mean, at least until Longmire came back on.
It's all coming back around. But thank you guys once again for listening. Thank you for leaving us reviews on iTunes. It really helps out the show. We appreciate you guys buying shirts, everything. But a free way to help out the show is leaving an iTunes review. And Josh and I wanted to read a couple real quick. Josh, you had one. Why don't you go ahead and read it?
This one is titled Brings a Tear to My Eye, 5 stars by Sam Funambulist. And it says, better than clown porn. So we got that going for us.
I didn't know clown porn was a thing, but I'm glad we're better than
at least I'm better than something.
At least I'm better than weird sex.
Or am I?
Yeah, I don't know if we really are. This one is called This Podcast Is So Good by Jazzy Stranger. This podcast is so good, it'll make your mama say, boys, tell your daddy to cook dinner tonight, because I'm going to be busy having a J.O. sesh listening to Dom and Josh's hot voices tell me stories about wizard, elves, skeletons, and I don't know when I'm going to stop.
That's perfect.
You know, I like to think we do a good job of the show, but I don't want to be tearing families apart.
Yeah, I don't want to be responsible for a never-ending J.O. sesh.
And like... And I definitely don't want to be responsible for someone's mother telling that to their son or daughter. He continues, but for real, this podcast is great. My girlfriend and I listen to it and re-listen to it all the time. It has tons of real laughs, not just the silent, that was good, thoughts you get. No, you will laugh. Well, thank you.
That's
thank
awesome.
Thank you, everyone who leaves a review. That is very flattering to hear.
Yeah.
You guys always make us laugh with these reviews. They're really ridiculous.
Yeah. They're good.
But once again, Wizard Yale shirts are in stock if you want one. $15. Pretty good price.
Yeah,
shipping,
man.
It fluctuates where you live.
It's cheaper than going to Wizard Yale, so look at it that way.
You can lie all you want. No one will be able to tell that you're a liar.
They're not going
to
check your transcript.
No. Here's the thing, guys. Real talk. You graduate from a college, you never show that piece of paper to anyone.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah, I tried to show it to my mom. She hit me.
I think my school still has mine.
Oh, do they? Do they have it framed up?
Because I have like parking tickets and shit. And they're like, you don't get this. And I was like, whatever. I don't fucking need your fucking piece of paper.
And he dropped the double down.
Yeah, man. A double down. They're like, oh shit, he ain't paying.
Damn, he ain't paying. He just gave us two upside down middle fingers.
Yeah, man.
But we have props for next week, Josh.
Yes, we do.
We have griffins, which was suggested by Jake Pearson, and fishing, which was suggested by @Nefertiti. Sorry if I said that
Nefertiti?
Wrong. Nefertiti? It's got two E's and an F, so I don't know.
Nefertiti.
But you may say, why fishing?
Why not?
Why fishing? Why not? Because, guys, this is a silly show where we write really silly stuff, so... We took a silly prompt. So let's see what we can do with it. We'll try it on for size.
Yeah, let's test it out.
But thanks once again for listening, reviewing, wearing t-shirts, buying t-shirts, tweeting at us, leaving comments. We love it all. You guys are so... when I say this, I really mean it because there's so much stuff. I was going to say shit, but I don't want to call it shit.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff on the internet that you could do to entertain yourself. There's endless. It's endless.
Yeah.
And you guys choose us, and I find that incredibly flattering.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Kind of mind-blowing. So, when you think about it all. But thank you guys once again. And hey, by the way, if you like the episode, I love reading comments on YouTube, but not everybody watches on YouTube. So, if you follow us on Twitter or Facebook, leave a comment or just whatever. I don't know. I love it, so you don't have to do it, but if you do it, I will read it. Josh. So, but until next week.
Until next week. It's been a while. I don't remember what we do. Oh, I remember. Keep on wizarding.
Keep on wizarding. I eat trash out of a monkey's garbage. It's banana peels and the shells of nuts. So I guess he had his friend the elephant over.
That's it, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye. Have a great week. Bye-bye.